Hi, my name is Marie, and I am an alcoholic. When I first walked into an AA meeting, I had no idea I was an alcoholic. I was there supporting my friend, my best friend, who has also been my drinking partner, and then she suddenly decided to stop drinking because she thought she might be an alcoholic. So she didn't want to go to a meeting by herself, so she convinced me to go with her. And I later figured out that this was, you know, an intervention on her part. So I go to this alcoholic AA meeting, and, you know, I figure, well, when in Rome, do as the Romans do, you know, and everybody's name, alcoholics, I got Marie, alcoholic, you know, and you know, I thought I was lying, and I was actually telling the truth. What I heard in my first meeting was very important. They read the traditions as well as the steps. And in the third tradition, I heard that all you have to have is a desire to stop drinking to be a part of this crowd. And I was thinking, yeah, well. And then in the first step, there was that phrase about my life has become unmanageable. And for me, this is sort of odd, but my father was a civil engineer, my mother was a school teacher, so my sobriety date was April 15th when I didn't turn in my IRS form for the very first time. And to me, that was, oh my God, you know, it's like I didn't do my paper, I didn't turn my test in on time sort of thing. So to me, that let me know that my life had become unmanageable. Later, as I thought about it more, I realized that, gosh, you know, all those times when I was driving drunk to go buy another bottle and just barely got home, you know, that was kind of unmanageable. Gosh, remember that night when I woke up and I was in my own driveway over the steering wheel and somebody was tapping on the window and I look up and it's my sister. And I had had dinner with her earlier in the evening, and I don't remember how I got home. So at that point, my life was unmanageable. There were other times when I didn't remember what I had done the night before, where I had been, what was going on. One night, I got out of bed at about 2 in the morning, and went out to my garage to look at the front of my car because I wasn't quite sure if I had hurt someone or not. Thank God I got sober before I hurt anyone, but I certainly could have. And that's really what terrified me, to realize that my life was so unmanageable. I didn't even know what the heck I was doing. It was just absolutely... absolutely not. So I got into AA, and I'm starting off, and I'm thinking, well, I'm a good little student, so I don't need a sponsor. I'm smart. I'll just get all those little workbooks, and I'll do those myself. So I got through, I don't know, about the 8th step or something, doing all these little workbooks, and finally, I had to go out of town. I almost had 6 months sober, and my sister and I went up to our parents' old house to clean it out. And I just had no idea. I mean, that's not something you want to do in your first year of sobriety. I didn't have a sponsor yet. I wasn't working the steps, you know, and I just didn't know. So I drank. And the funny thing about it was that it didn't taste good. And it didn't work, which kind of pissed me off. 6 months and it didn't taste good and it didn't work, damn it. So I went back to the Serenity shop and I got a sponsor and I started working the steps. And at one point, I was Halloween night, I was at a meeting and then I went to a party at my sister's house, and I drank again, and I hadn't thought about it at all. I mean, I was sober. I wanted to be sober. I was going to this party. I knew there'd be alcohol, but I wasn't going to drink, and she held out the glass, and I took it, and I drank. And at that point was when I really realized that I was powerless over alcohol. Not right then in the moment, but later that night, when I realized that I just kept looking around to see where all the bottles were and what the level was on each one and how far away I could grab and which ones I could get without my sister saying anything and where I could go in the kitchen to get more. And oh, I knew where all the hard liquor was, too, out in the garage. And I just realized, that's not normal. I'm a fucking alcoholic. So, so my sobriety day is November 1st, the day after Halloween, 2007. And I'm very happy to say that I have a sponsor, and I've been able to work the steps with her. And I've done a little bit of H&I work, and I've been a secretary at a meeting. What I've really discovered about AA is something that I've been looking for but couldn't find. I had been in therapy for 30 years. And I knew all about my neuroses, you know. I could give you the DSM, you know, numbers and everything. And but I didn't do anything about it. I didn't change. And this program is a program of action. We don't just read the book. We don't just go to meetings. We take action. And that's what has really changed my life. Along with learning how to connect with my higher power, and also turning my will over to Him. That was tough. I can turn my life over to God. That's like becoming a Christian. But turning my will over, ew. You know, that's... So you mean I can't have my own little plans anymore, my own little secrets? I don't know, God. But now every day it's, you know, I turn my will over to God and, you know, use me as you will, Lord. And, hi, you want to be the 10-minute speaker tonight? Okay. Whatever. And I love the fellowship of AA. That's been really important to me, too, because when I was drinking, my life became so narrow. You know, and it was just me and the bottle, and the floor was there, and the television was off there somewhere, and I'd press it up, the volume would go all the way up, and the next day I'd turn it on, and whoa, whoa, who was listening to that last night? I didn't realize that alcohol, you know, changes your senses. I've discovered all sorts of things. I've also discovered how much I enjoy dancing. Somebody in AA said, hey, you want to go out dancing? And I said, well, okay. And I discovered this whole world where you go dancing and people change partners and it's so much fun. And I thought, wow. And here I thought, you know, my life was just going to meetings and sitting on the sofa, you know, with my cat watching NCIS for the umpteenth time. And now I actually have a life. I'm actually getting back into some of the interesting, fun, artistic things that I used to do before I was a drunk. So at this point, I'm feeling happy to be a drunk because I get to be here with you. And until this moment, I've always thought people who said that were really weird. I'm one of you now. That's it.